Are you ready to shoot the shift? Aloha, Light Guardians and Shifters. Welcome back to another inspirational consciousness expanding episode of Shooting the Shift. This is our impromptu conscious conversations that we do live on my Instagram Mondays at 4 p.m. EDTs. For those of you listening to the recording of this, this is actually one that we kind of had to reschedule. So it's not actually Monday, 4 p.m. EDT right now, but normally these broadcasts are on Monday at 4 p.m. EDT and uploaded afterwards to Spotify Paradigm Shift Radio and YouTube Skull Babylon. So if you guys are watching this on Instagram, be sure to check it out there. Or if you're watching it on YouTube, be sure to check it out on Spotify. Today's episode, I'm very excited to be able to invite on one of my good friends, Neil, aka the director of Portal to Ascension. And we're going to be talking about the Portal to Ascension conference that is coming up once again, starting in October. It's a four-day festival. It's like a festival conference, super awesome event that is taking place October 1st to 4th. And within this event, it's going to be, well, we'll talk more about it in a few moments, but it's going to be a lot of really amazing speakers coming on air to be able to share some wisdom about like ancient civilizations, disclosures, hidden technology, the shift in consciousness, metaphysics, like connecting with like higher dimensional beings, all sorts of really exciting stuff. And the Portal to Ascension conference, you can find it at Portal to Ascension or ascensionconference.com. Links you to the link where you can register for free for the event. And we're just gonna give it a moment here for Neil to be able to join in. And in the meantime, I'll just kind of again, give some shout outs to those of you who are tuned in right now. And again, a reminder that you can go back and check out some of the other podcasts that we've done on Shooting the Shift with some of the other amazing guests so far. And lots of exciting conversations still to come. So welcome to those of you who are tuned in. Neil, I can see you in the chat. Go ahead and send that request to be able to join in on air, and we will bring you up into the conversation and get things rolling. So for with us here live in this moment, please join me in welcoming Neil as we bring him up on stage to join us in today's Shooting the Shift podcast. So just going to give it one more moment for Neil to be able to connect. And thank you to those of you for being a part of this conversation and for adding your hype. And I'm excited for those of you who are tuning into this to be there for the Portal to Ascension conference. I'll actually be helping MC with the event. We actually did this. This is multiple times that they've done this conference, so I can't believe we're back at it once again. So, Neil, welcome, brother. Good to see you.
Hey, brother. How's it going?
Doing good, man. Excited to just be able to hang out with you and to shoot the shit for a little bit and to talk about the Portal to Ascension conference, spread some hype about that, and, you know, just kind of, like, check in and talk a little bit about the state of the world and where we are within the collective shift in consciousness. So, Neil, I'll give you a chance to just kind of introduce yourself. I briefly just kind of mentioned a little bit about the Portal to Ascension conference, but you can just give it in your own words, and we can just talk about the Ascension conference and who are you as a seeker and a creator and an individual as well. So for everybody here, please feel free to join me in welcoming Neil on air. So, Neil, when you're ready, go right ahead, dude.
Thank you, brother. Hello, everybody. What's going on? My name's Neil. So I am the founder of an organization called Portal to Ascension, but a little backstory. I was raised, I'll give you a real quick summary on it, really. I was raised in England, moved to the U.S. when I was 12. I always had this kind of feeling that something was just not quite right. Like there was just something out of alignment, you know, on the planet, and we could live a different way. So as a child, I felt that deeply, never really had an opportunity to talk to people about it. When I moved from England to come to the U.S., and I went through high school, I started, having more of these thoughts and kind of questioning religion, because I was raised as a Hindu, and I really didn't, like, actually believe in God. I only asked for God's help when something went wrong, and it wasn't even from a belief. It was just from my own fear. So as that, you know, was kind of my foundation, when I went into college, I started writing poetry, spoken word poetry, that maybe I'll get an opportunity to share some today. And in my poetry, I was talking about like ancient civilizations, quantum physics. I would speak about traveling between dimensions. And I even came up with my own alien races and planets. So like I wrote, there was something called Live Journal back then. I don't know if any of you know about it, but I had my own short series Live Journal thing where it was like about these two different genders that don't exist on Earth, that exist on another planet. So at this point, I didn't really know any of the information that I'm into now. Then I started researching what I was actually writing in my poetry. I started researching that on the internet, and I found Nassim Haramain, Jordan Maxwell, William Henry, Jim Self, right? First person I ever found was Nassim Haramain, 17-hour video of him, right? Just like for a whole workshop, weekend workshop or something. And in this video, he was talking about how the Knights Templar and the story of Jesus and the 13 apostles directly connects to black holes and the singularity within the cosmos, and how these are all basically analogies for our mathematical connection to the oneness. And that was, being like raised Indian, linear-minded, first in math class, that was like the first thing that really helped me go towards any of this information now, like that moment there. And I was like, wait a second, are they speaking about ancient history when they're speaking about meditation, yoga, and all these things? Are they speaking about vibration and frequency? So fast forward, okay, I was going to give you a short summary, but it ended up being a long one.
That's cool, dude.
So should I keep going?
Yeah. Go ahead, man. Just keep going.
So fast forward up until, I started going down the rabbit hole. There was a good 8 years of me going down the rabbit hole, but going down really deep into conspiracies and being fearful come 2008. In 2008, I had a realization that there was something missing in all the information I was exploring, and that was the love. Like, I was into all this spiritual stuff, frequency, vibration, kundalini, breath work, but I was still fearful because I was so conspiracy-minded. And as I realized the missing link was love, that was when the Facebook group that I created in 2006, called 2012 Consciousness, Mind Evolution, and Presence, morphed to Portal to Ascension, and I started creating events. And since then, we've been creating many, many events. I'm well over 4,000 individual productions at this point since 2008. And at this point, we create around 110 events a year. 80% of them are online, 20% of them are live in person. But obviously, over the last year and a half, 100% of them went online. And now we are just this, really just this database of awareness and information in order to provide the tools people need, the information and the tools so that we can live an empowered world, in an empowered world full of disclosure of not only like the UFOs, but our true ancient past and our spiritual connection.
That's awesome, dude. Well, dude, man, like it's, for those of you again who are just joining us, this is Neil, and we're talking a bit about Neil's story, but also again, just hyping things up and letting people know about the upcoming Portal to Ascension conference, which again is taking place October 1st to October 4th. So this is a free to register online conference, and it's got a huge assortment of some of the brightest minds and really amazing people coming on to talk about like ancient history and again like hidden technology, UFO disclosure, consciousness, metaphysical stuff, all sorts of things that again you can just to all find it in one place is really, really cool. And again, it's also the experience as a community. And we'll put the links for those into the information for those of you watching on Spotify and on YouTube, so it's easy to find. But it's an ascensionconference.com. So be sure to register there. So if you guys are tuning in live or in the future, don't miss this. Again, Neil and myself, we're going to be actually emceeing this. Neil actually invited me on to MC the Portal 2 Ascension Conference last year. And it's crazy that it's already been a year since then.
That was March. That was March this year.
Well, we did, yeah, but then we did like, because we did the half one, right? So we did like the Portal 2 Ascension. Yeah, so we've done two Portal 2 Ascensions.
Oh, wow. So you're like part of the apartment now. You're like becoming furniture.
Yeah. I don't mind, man.
No, I love like having you on, and the feedback we get from you being on, just the way you interact with people and host, and how you have this gift to cultivate community, right? Like I see in everything you do. Like I don't even need to read your posts; I just see the pictures and I like them because everything. I know like what you're doing is like you're really bringing people together and providing people with the tools. So that's why I want you to be at as many events that you would want to be at. You know.
Dude, man, and again, you know, like, I'd love to, like, let's just kind of, like, hype up Portal 2 Ascension, and then, you know, I'd love to just kind of, like, just, again, just shoot the shift on some other stuff, you know, just, like, what the world's looking like right now, like, where disclosure is at. And me and Neil, we've done a few podcasts outside of the Portal 2 Ascension conference. We did, like, the UFO disclosure show. I'll put the link for those in the YouTube as well. And there's been some really cool discussions there, but, like, that's the thing, like the conversations that I love having with you, like just about like being able to keep a pulse on like where disclosure is at right now. Like it's very interesting. And we'll talk a bit about this, like, after we just kind of hype up the conference, because it seems like, you know, like, things are kind of quiet right now in, like, in the mainstream UFO field, but it doesn't mean that stuff isn't happening, you know? Like, I'm seeing more sightings now than ever. So, but yeah, let's just focus in on one thing at a time. What do people need to know about the Portal to Ascension conference? And for those of you guys in the comment, again, just leave your chat, leave any, maybe you guys got some general questions, but yeah. Neil, go ahead. What do you need to know about Portal to Ascension?
All right. And then I'll also, I have it on my other computer, so I can show it as well after I kind of explain it. Is that cool?
Yeah. Go for it. That's cool, dude.
All right. Okay. So this is the fifth annual Portal to Ascension conference. And our intention is now moving forward is to do one online in spring every year, and then the live one in somewhere in California, October of every year. So next year, this event's going to be live in person, some place over here in Southern California. And this is going to have, featuring this time, 44 speakers, right? Four panels, and the panels are the Ascension panel, the Extraterrestrial Awareness panel, the Experiencer panel, and the Ancient History panel. And those are on, you know, each consecutive day since starting Friday going up till Monday. And we have 8 MCs over 4 entire days. The some of the people that are going to be featured here, and I'll just kind of turn around my screen and show the computer. So here's the website. You can go to ascensionconference.com and it will just redirect you here, or you can go to online events and just scroll down to this page. We have other events there too, Starseed Summit, remote viewing, check anything out. This event is our, like, the Portal to Ascension event out of the 110 events we create a year is truly our signature event, because obviously it's named after our organization. To me, like, I love the term ascension because it's not a limiting term. It actually encompasses everything. Technically, all experiences that we, you know, are going through are all leading towards some sort of ascension. And it's a constant thing and happening at every moment. When it comes to extraterrestrials, when it comes to the monetary system, understanding our ancient history, taking away the distortions in sexuality, all of these things lead to ascension. So the Portal to Ascension event is very much a full circle awareness event in which we try to touch on as many topics as possible. And just some of these speakers, and Brandon, feel free to pause me at any moment if you need to say anything here.
Yeah, and that's what I, like, I'm literally on the website too, just kind of looking at the speakers, and, you know, one of the ones that really jumped out to me, and we won't even be able to, like, go through all of them, but again, you guys go check this out. You guys got Foster Gamble this year. That's a pretty big name, man. Like, that's, for those of you who don't remember, like, that's, like, you know, like Foster Gamble, like, that's a, you know, he's an entrepreneur and like, the CEO of, like, the Foster Gamble Corporation or whatever, but he was also in the Thrive movie, which a lot of you guys would have seen from a few years back. But is it his first time? Like, was he involved previously, or is this new?
Well, he created the Thrive movie, is his creation.
Yeah, I know he created it, but
this is his first time. One other thing with Portal to Ascension lately is that I've actually been able to white label our services for other organizations. And that's given me the ability to connect with other people, and that's how I connected with Foster. I was helping, I was helping MUFON out doing events, and Foster was at one of their events. Reached out to him, and not only are we doing that event with him, but 2 weeks after the live conference, we have a paid workshop with him—a 3-hour event where he's going to go deep into all these topics.
Cool, dude. Yeah, that would be a good one. And then again, some other big names. You guys got Grant Cameron on there. Like who's Grant Cameron, for those of you who don't know? Because, like, that's a pretty big name, man.
Yeah, and we've been working with Grant for quite a few years. Yeah. He also comes back to almost all of our events. Not only does he have a wide range of information he speaks on, well, let's talk about who he is at first. People call him the foremost researcher on the presidents and their connection to the UFOs. It goes deeper than that because he's a UFO, you know, he's a researcher and he researches different cases. And as of late, he used to be really deep into the government stuff, and he still is. He has his pulse on it. But now he's kind of shifted over the last few years because of the realization that it's actually all consciousness to speaking about the experiences rather than waiting for these individuals to be releasing nuts and bolts information for their own agenda. He started going and speaking to the experiences to see what's really happening on the consciousness level. And now on his YouTube channel, which is pretty huge, it gets like 50,000 views per video sometimes, where he's interviewing different experiences, really diving into what's happening with the consciousness. He also wrote a book on the music and the UFO connection, in which he goes into details on many of the most popular famous songs ever, and some, you know, and obviously others that you probably don't know, how the musicians all said that they had some sort of contact experience which led them to creating the song, right? Everything from John Lennon to the Rolling Stones to so much more. So at this event, the reason why we have him so often is because he does have his pulse on the UFO topic and what's going on behind the scenes. So he's going to be here this time. You know, he always likes to go into the consciousness, but he's definitely going to give us like a quick update on what's happening. And especially like you said, Brandon, earlier, mm-hmm. that, you know, a few months ago, it was in the news all the time. All of a sudden, the last 2 to 3 months, silence, mm-hmm. you know. So we're going to ask him what he thinks about that.
Yeah. And just going back to Foster Gamble, what's he like? What's his event like? What's he talking on?
Yes,
that'll be one that, you know, like for everybody here, definitely encourage you guys to check this out. Like, that's the thing, man. Like, and again, for this, like, this will be broadcast on YouTube. So the way how people can register, they can register to either like join the Zoom room directly to be able to watch it as a presentation. It will also be broadcast on YouTube. You guys will be able to find the recording on it through there. And again, when you guys register for the conference, you're also going to be getting updates for a lot of the other events that take place through Portal to Ascension. Through the Portal to Ascension comp, the entire project itself, there's lots of other ongoing events there as well. So go ahead. What's Foster like? And again, like I'm finding this out because I haven't even looked into it as well. What's he talking about? So
at the conference, he's doing a little synopsis interview with myself and Alan on this topic, and then that's followed by this presentation right here in November. And so basically his talk, I'll read this here. Understanding is key, but talk is cheap. This workshop explores the skills, strategies, and tactics to find your purpose, align with the field, and collaborate effectively with others to create a thriving world. This cool. will go into the art and the science of love, consciousness, and the unified field.
Cool.
Thriving awesome. In the unified field.
Cool. So like stuff that was actually like covered in the Thrive movie as well. So Yeah.
Then obviously like in documentaries, you don't get to put all of the information that you spoke to about someone. So he's going to choose some of these topics, go into details on the interviews. It's kind of like a behind the scenes presentation of the content and the information from Thrive movies.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. It's kind of like getting like the director's like commentary type access and everything like that. Yeah. Like that's so cool, man. Like I love the connections that you guys have here. A couple other names that stood out to me. You guys got Michael Tellinger, which is another big name. Who's Michael Tellinger for those of you who aren't familiar?
So Michael Tellinger is amazing, great friend. We've done over 600 events with him. Most of them have been live in person for multiple times. And he is a researcher that lives in South Africa, and he does so many things. So let me take a step back to kind of see how I'm going to present this information.
Right, yeah, where do you start? So
yeah, so okay. Michael Tellinger is an ancient civilizations researcher. Let's say mm-hmm. that he loves to research multiple ancient civilizations. However, he has been very much focused on the civilizations that existed in, or artifacts and stone structures that exist in where he lived, South Africa. There are thousands of stone circles that have been discovered there that date back tens of thousands of years, some say at least 200,000 years, that seem to have been created for some sort of intelligence that created it. Back then, it wasn't thought that we were at any level of advancement for us to even create this. And underneath these stone structures are huge mining caves, which goes into the Sumerian story of the Sumerian gods being spread all over the planet, including South Africa, and doing the ancient gold mining operation. So that's just the premise of it. But through that research, he has discovered many things like fossilized giant bones, sound frequencies that happen when you ding the bones and the structures of the stone circles. The stone circles act like crop circles where compasses and your bones don't work in there. So he's been really into that for quite some time. While he was doing that, he started finding out that there were some ancient philosophies in Africa that are more in alignment with where we should probably head on this planet. So he's a really full circle speaker. And when he started researching that, he realized it was called Ubuntu and founded what's called the Ubuntu movement. And that is basically, it's not intentional communities, because a lot of people think it is, because intentional communities are self-sustained. He has this other model where basically people put in a certain amount of hours a week and they get all the services of the community for free. you start putting money into your own businesses rather than using private corporations, and then your businesses start thriving there, and everybody in the city owns that business. Then not only are they putting in time and energy, but they also get money back, and then they trade whatever their speciality is with other communities, Ubuntu communities, so that we have this, you know, network where we're not trying to create and grow things in certain areas that aren't supposed to be there, but we're doing it more efficiently and working with each other. So that's kind of the premise of what he's doing. And he's going to be here because he hasn't really spoke at a live conference for almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be giving a lot of information on his new findings, because he's been there, like everybody else was, locked up for quite some time during quarantine, but he lives on the land with the stone structures. So he's been doing a lot of research. We're going to find out what's up with him.
Oh, dude, that, like, it's exciting how, like, even for yourself, like, there's like stuff that you get to experience along with the audience as well, with some of these speakers. Oh, you don't know what they're going to say entirely. So it's like, I don't, like, man, it's so cool, the amount of people that you brought together for this conference. Like, I just can't hype this up enough. You know, for those of you who, again, are like interested in the conscious shift that is happening on the planet right now, like, again, Neil has done such an amazing job of bringing together so much wisdom and knowledge. And again, it's like, the way how it works, it's like over 4 days. So literally there'll be kind of like opening ceremony. You'll see me around with that. And then it's just going to be back-to-back presentation workshops. And then it will take a break in the evening, and then it will come back the next day, and then multiple panels throughout it as well. And yeah, what are the four panels again? Just remind me.
Yes, they are. Let me pull it up here so I say it correctly. Okay, so on Friday we have the Ascension panel. And as of right now, we have an individual named Asil that most of you probably don't know about, but he is connected to sacred sites and the Mayan sacred sites. Laura Eisenhower and Lori Spagna and Deborah Giusti will be on that. Saturday, we have the history panel, the ancient history panel. That's going to have Paul Wallace, Omar, Brandon. Actually, I was going to ask you if you wanted to join and just, you know, shoot the shift. Dude, I love that title. That's right. Like one of the things. That seriously is.
Sums it up pretty well. I think so.
And then Rob, I think he's watching right now, Rob Yox from Full Spectrum Universe. Nice. Manu and William Henry will also be on there.
Nice.
And then on Sunday, we have the Experiencer panel with Mary Rodwell, Grant Cameron, Barbara Lamb, Celestine Starr, Joan of Angels, and Kathleen Martin. And that one's going to be extremely intense, because they're going to be sharing, you know, Barbara is going to be sharing the hypno regressions that she's done on people's experiences.
Right? Since the 1980s. So, yeah, exactly. Like, he's been doing that for a while. Yeah, Barbara Lamb, some of you kind of might recognize her name. But yeah, I mean, I was just looking at, she has a lot of like past life regression, hypnotherapy mm-hmm. type stuff, which I know a lot of people here in the community are super interested in as well. So
yeah. So if you're interested in learning about extraterrestrial lives regression and life between life regression, she's going to be speaking about that on the panel. And she has a whole interview time too. Well, she has a presentation somewhere during the whole weekend. I think she's on, where is she at? Okay, yeah, she's going to be on Saturday presenting for an hour in more detail on these topics as well.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Now, excuse me for still getting all the details figured out and stuff like that. Who am I interviewing on the weekend? Like, it's just like coming up like so fast. Like, Neil will usually just do that. He'll just be like, Brendan, we're just like going to like slot you in here and there. I'm just like, cool. Like, I just, and then lo and behold, I'm like interviewing these like super amazing people. So, Do you got the schedule in front of you?
I got it right here.
For those of you who are tuned in, again, you know, please, by all means, feel free to show up when I'm on air if you guys want to add your energy and cheer us on. So, who am I hanging? Who am I co-interviewing with and stuff like that? So,
yes. Okay, so you are interviewing Barbara Lamb on Saturday.
Oh, dope! I'm interviewing Barbara Lamb, dude. That's freaking lit, man.
And it's going to be, she's going to be presenting. And so you introduce her and then you do questions at the end.
Okay. So it won't be like an interview. It'll be more just kind of, set her up and then I'll be there to help her out. So
Okay. That's and cool. Then you're going to be a part of the history panel.
Okay, cool. Ancient history panel.
Yep. And then you're going to introduce / interview The Hurtex, JJ and Desiree Hurtex, on Monday 1 p.m.
Oh, okay. And what do they? They're social scientists and futurists.
Yeah, they actually talk about a lot of stuff. They're for
them.
Example, JJ Hurtex was on like the panel with Alan J. Allen Hynek, informing the government of all this information when Project Blue Book was around, you know, all those years ago. And so he's been in the government there, but he's also one of the foremost researchers of harmonics inside the pyramids, ancient sites. He does a full-on like ancient connection, but it's super esoteric. And he was on the panels with you, and he's the guy that said that how much he liked the way you speak and communicate.
Yeah.
And I saw in a moment that you had a connection, so I was like,
oh, all right, awesome. We're going to look at him. Yeah. No, because I remember them like being there together on air. And, dude, I'm just reading their bio. Like, again, so is it is so did they co-write books or no he so
he wrote books and then they also co-wrote I think
so JJ oh, so
the
JJ
keys, the
yeah.
keys of Enoch the keys of Enoch the is the main book
yeah that's like a huge book
yeah
100,000 copies sold worldwide in 25 different languages. What's that book about? What's the keys of Enoch about?
It's about basically the ancient history, the extraterrestrial connection, the archaeological studies in Egypt, and what was found, the was Hall of Records, and you know, non-conventional information about ancient wisdom, and then how it connects to not the biblical story but even beyond that, you know. But the Bible definitely has a lot of information in there, so they also dissect that in there too.
Cool. That's awesome, dude. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some more research on the stuff they've been into. They're like connected with like Russell Targ. Like he's got Russell Targ, like I know, like he's like a lot to do with again,
remote view,
remote, like not even just like remote viewing, but like really bringing like the practical science to the metaphysical and everything.
Yes.
Like that. So
Russell Targ will be at an event that we're doing October 7th.
I was wondering about that. I'm like, is Russell Targ going to be there? Because like
Alan Steinfeld is teaching his second remote viewing course, and Russell Targ is who taught him. So Russell and the Hurtex are going to make features in his thing.
Awesome.
So you can sign up for that under online events if you want.
That's awesome. Yeah, like again, for those of you tuning in, like the Portal to Ascension conference, like it is in some cases it's almost just kind of like a taste test for a lot of the other events that they got in the Portal to Ascension
And it's an audition.
True
so
enough, right?
Because I have all these speakers I've never worked with before that I'm going to get the opportunity to interview, because this is what I'm realizing really works now is interviewing speakers before we put them on live, just so I can have that someone can, or at least I can watch that one-on-one connection to really get to know them, and then we can be more intuitive about where we place them in events.
That makes sense. Yeah. Cool. I'm seeing some comments in the chat. People are pretty hyped up about this. Alice, thank you so much for joining in. Eloise, Wheezy, Angie, thank you for joining in. And again, Alice literally just registered. So if you're tuned in right now, reminder, go register either now or afterwards. I put the link in the top of my profile. It's going to be there up until the event. So just go to my profile link and you'll see Portal to Ascension and it'll say like register for free. And it's just like, again, you just enter your email and then you'll get all the updates and stuff like that. And again, you'll be able to watch it on YouTube Portal to Ascension as well. So you'll see it through my Instagram if you guys are tuned in there. But Neil, like what part are you looking to, like what are you looking forward to the most, like within the conference? Is there anything like in particular, like even are the speakers, the events, or just like the overall? Because I mean, that's the thing, man. Like when we do these events, like it changes the world. Like it's you know, a lot of the stuff that I talk about in the conference is like, it's not just like, oh, this is here for your entertainment. It's like, this is here to be able to kind of like activate something inside of you. And then it's like, what do you carry with you? So, you know, how many, like, well, another thing, I just come with questions, but like how many people are registered for this one already? It's like what, like several thousand already, eh?
Yeah, 4,000.
4,000, that's awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, what is there anything in particular you're looking forward to with the conference coming up?
Nope. Okay, so firstly, you're exactly what Brandon said about signing up. There's no reason not to sign up, guys, because not only is it by free or by donation, but also if you can't attend live, like the number one reason people don't sign up is they can't attend. You have unlimited replay access.
So,
it's going to be available immediately on YouTube as soon as it's done for that day, and then we'll also send you the replay. And also, like Brandon had said earlier, you know, all our videos are on the back end, and you can see here, you know, you're going to get like 2,000 plus hours of free content. Look at all these events.
You know, crazy, man.
You look. You even get the what is the last year's?
So last year's 402 Ascension is even on there.
All of them are. All of them are, and each of them, even 2020, 2021, and then you can search by topic, advanced technology, ancient civilization, Ascension, conference, conscious business, conspiracies, divine feminine. You can search by speaker.
Lots of stuff. Yeah.
So that's how it's going to kind of be.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Now to get back here to your question, I am excited. I get excited for a lot of events, right? But it seems like my excitement just keeps getting higher and higher. Like, because I'm like, when I think I've reached the point of my excitement, the next one will be more, dude.
Of course. And,
the reason why I'm extremely excited about this is because I'm intentional with all my events, I would like to believe. But just seeing what's happening in the world right now has really created this emotional thing within me that has made me just like have this passion to really create an event that symbolizes unity consciousness. And this is what the theme is for this event. It's a people can come together no matter what your beliefs are, and no one's going to try to tell you what to believe. We're just going to share information, love, positivity, and solutions to the issues and challenges that we may see in the world. So as I was doing that, I wanted to do two things with this event. I wanted to have new people that I've never had on before to give other people opportunity to share their information. And then I also wanted to make sure I curated in a way that we're just constantly giving uplifting information to people. You can just listen to it in the background afterwards. You know, the way this goes is we do the live event, people tune in live. We have the replay, people tune in that way. We cut up every presentation and then re-release them, and that has another 2,000 views per video. And we put it on like 10 different podcasts. So there's going to be 100,000, 150,000 probably by the while we're done with this content that have listened to it, right? So I'm excited for these individuals here. Actually, I'm excited for everybody, right? But these are new people that are,
you're disclaimer. Your favorites.
I'm not excited about the rest of them. I'm excited about these individuals because of what they're going to share or because of them being new. One would be an individual named Zayla. And I had a meeting with him. We just had our first webinar with him a couple of days ago. And it was called The Quickening. And when I had a conversation with him, he really seemed to have this like understanding that comes from a place of non-reaction, this neutrality of realizing what's going on. So as he communicates and shares information, it comes from that place that really doesn't create division. And it's on point with a lot of stuff that he's sharing. So he's going to be there on day one, Friday at 11:30 a.m. And, you know, I'm going to probably go over five people, Brendan, so I'll just keep talking about them, and then you can chime in. Taya Akrish is a new presenter that is going to she's a secret space program whistleblower, and she was part of the secret space programs and other government programs like mind control programs and stuff that she was around. And now she's speaking on topic. She's just came out for the first time a few months ago, and she has a lot of information. And part of the information she has is the ancient civilization's connection to the technology, the ancient civilization technology that the government has found and is using in order to basically, have control and power. So because that day, the theme is kind of a history kind of theme. We have some historian speakers. She's going to go into the secret space program and the historical connection. Wow. So that's something very unique that I'm excited about.
Yeah. Again, for those of you here, like check on the Portal to Ascension Conference website. So ascensionconference.com, and you can see the speakers. I would encourage you guys to kind of like go through, read some of the bios and like see which ones like really stand out to you. This one with Taya, like I want, now that you mentioned that, like I want to be able to listen to that. Just kind of like reading over the bio and everything. Talking a lot about kind of like secret government, breakaway civilizations, like abductee experiences. I'm definitely interested in being able to hear a little bit more. I mean, it's really interesting, like the people that you attract into the community and into the conference. Like, man, like, yeah. Like this is like stuff that's like almost like above top secret. Like this is like majestic majestic 12 level classified intel stuff. And you're bringing together again like these like whistleblowers, and you know it's super fascinating. And that's where, again, you know, for the people who are tuned into this, like, it'll be interesting for you to just kind of be able to experience like how, for some people, how like just like there's no beating around the bush. And some of the stuff they're talking about, they're just like, yes, there's a secret space program. Yes, the government is doing all sorts of crazy stuff. Yes, there's multiple like alien races. Da, 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 da. And then from there, it's just kind of like, well, what do we do with this information? Right. It's like education, but then also kind of like that call to action as well. So yeah, no, it really like crystallizes a lot of this information that, you know, maybe like 5-10 years ago for a lot of us, we're just like, oh, like, are those just theories? Like, are those just conspiracies? But now we're having people come out who have literally like experienced it and have like firsthand encounters and contact and stuff. So huge props on just like being able to, because again, you know, I'll just say this, like, and again, this is like props to you, Neil, like the Portal to Ascension conference is a holographic reflection of you. So, I mean, you know, like you hold this vibration that really attracts these like really, really beautiful people, dude. And I think that's state the obvious, the fact that you're a beautiful person too, Neil, is what I'm saying. So dude, thank you. Thank you for leading the way, man. Like, this is awesome, dude. So
thank you.
Like, the amount you've done is just phenomenal. So, and now we get to share it with more cool people tuned into this. So
yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, man. And that's like what I really wanted. I wanted to have information, but what is the end result is the solutions, right?
Yeah.
So this conference is riddled with possible solutions, or let's just say it this way, ways to look within yourself to find your own solution.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's really about. It's like empowering the individual, loving ourselves like unconditionally, just for the fact that we exist and we're humans having this experience. And then how can we come together and not allow these like petty grievances that, you know, are coming from our traumas to affect the way we live on this planet, in which we're destroying ourselves and we're destroying the planet. There's so much information out right now. And with the internet, like, we're able to create movements within moments, right? And, but the duality is at the extremes right now. Like, we have the ability to be the darkest of dark to really being and transcending this reality into light. So all I want to do is, like, the only way I can do it is just keep providing content and information that helps uplift. And my hope is that it will affect enough people so that we can really make change on Earth.
Yeah. Oh, dude, like, that's the way, like, again, you know, me and Neil, like, we've always, like, definitely, like, got along because the work that we're doing is so similar. And again, you know, a lot of it is, like, creating the space to bring together awesome people to share information, wisdom, and knowledge, but then ultimately to encourage people to think for themselves and then to use whatever they feel inspired to do to be able to kind of like continue to cultivate that positive action into the world, to like be the beacons for the Portal to Ascension. You know, like, that's the idea that like we are the Portal to Ascension. It happens through us. It happens through our hearts and our minds and our art and our actions as well. So dude, yeah, it's really, really exciting just to know that, again, this conference is taking place and just how it reflects, like, where we're at within the shift in consciousness. And I know we're getting close to wrapping it up, dude, and you let me know if you have to head out in, like, how soon. But I'd love to even just get, like, a quick, like, just checking the pulse on just kind of, like, where are we within the collective shift in consciousness and any possible, like, predictions on you know, like, what's coming in the future. And I'm sure this will be stuff that we'll talk more about within the conference itself. But how are things looking from your perspective, dude? And, you know, how is this wisdom of the conference kind of, like, fit into what's needed for the bigger story right now?
Yeah. So...
deep breath.
Such a loaded question for me, because I've been going through ups and downs hardcore as of late, and dealing with my own personal traumas, you know, from my childhood and upbringing that have been really presenting itself to be dealt with. So what I feel is at times I really feel a heaviness, you know, just looking at the world, just being a human, seeing the division that's going on, a lot of hatred that's pushed out there. But also what I do see, and I've always been hopeful for, is a collective dark night of the soul that has been continuing to happen for quite some time. Yeah. And I never thought it was going to be, you know, unicorns and roses as we shift and we realize that what's going to happen is we're going to have to confront the darkest side of ourselves. And as we're doing that, as we're confronting the darkest side of ourselves, it's reflecting an external reality as what we're perceiving. All that I want to do and personally create is continue to create these loving, empowering events so that more and more of us through our platform can awaken. I see a lot of other individuals doing this as well. So I'm just hopeful that we're just going to continue to move forward. And no matter what, like, if you just look at the cycles of time, we're shifting into this other age. It's happening. We're actually at the cusp of it. If you look at the graphs and the dates of these shifts, you'll see that we're literally at this point where it's a transition, a 100-year transition phase from one age to another age, right? And if you look at our ancient past and you kind of scientifically, mathematically, like, say what happened at these times, you'll see similar kind of, well, different situations, but similar experiences of darkness, dark nights of the soul, collective shifts going on, a huge awakening. So if that is where we're heading, I think it's up to us on how far and how soon we're going to get there. And I do also think that there are going to be certain communities and small groups of people that are not already there, but are going to be the pioneers of this information and awareness. So from a personal statement, to be more concise, from a personal place, I feel like the heaviness and I feel the division and it kind of saddens me. But from like a knowing, I really know that we're shifting into something greater and we just need to continue moving forward.
Yeah. Dude, and again, you know, I think right now one of the most powerful things that we can hold is our mindset and our perspective on what's happening right now. Like for me, I've again, holding this vision within my heart, a lot of what you're talking about is, you know, this progression of the yuga cycles. Like we're literally moving like between now and 2024, 2025, like things are going to get dark, but they're also going to become like incredibly more like exciting as the shift in consciousness accelerates. And, you know, a lot of what's happening in the world right now, based on my information and things that I've heard, again, even from like top secret, above top secret stuff, is that basically like what's happening in the world right now is that like these like powers that be, they basically know that the shift in consciousness is like accelerating. And so that's why they're like putting all their cards on the table, because it's a threat to their control, a threat to their dominion, so to speak. But it can't be stopped. It literally can't be stopped. So right now, kind of like with what Neil's saying, like this is the great tribulation. This is the great purge. This is like, this is the age of prophecy. Like literally, take that as how you will. And it's the age of transformation. And again, you know, one of the most important things when it comes to mindset that I'll just pass on to the people here is that, you know, do your best to be able to know that it is your choice to be able to see anything that's happening from a disempowering perspective or an empowering perspective. Like that is actually a choice. So allow yourself to be able to, regardless of what the circumstances are, allow yourself to like find that way to kind of like spin it into a positive mm-hmm. direction, like a positive way where it's just like, oh, like what's that? Like all of these restrictions are like doing X, Y, Z and doing this and this and this. Oh, well, that's actually like pushing us further towards like the need for cultivating sovereignty and conscious community and really beginning to live like from the wisdom of our own heart. And like, that's what's happening. Like, dude. And again, like the aliens, the OUs, the other uses, the like ancient like galactic family that's watching down on us, man, like they're cheering us on as we're going through this age where basically like we're moving to a point where a lot of people will stop looking to external sources for governance and they'll start looking inside for internal governance. And like that is almost like the simplified explanation of what's happening. Naturally, people are just like, yeah, I don't know if I need the government to tell me how to live anymore, or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then parallel to that is also, again, like really going down the rabbit hole and opening up to this much bigger cosmic awareness and understanding of who we are, which again is where like a lot of like the UFO disclosure stuff is like really coming in. And if we can just finish off by talking a little bit about UFO disclosure, and then we'll get close to wrapping it up. And if you did want to do any poetry flowetry at the end of that, that'd be more than welcome to. But yeah, just what I say is that, are you seeing it kind of similar perspective?
There is a lot going on behind the scenes, even when we don't see the it on the media, right?
Yeah.
Because obviously for the last 4, 5, 6 years, they've been putting it out quite often and frequently. And then obviously in December, we had that need for the UFO report to come out, and then it came out, and then there was two reports. There was the shorter version and the longer version that was for Congress, right? So what's happening now is they're actually behind the scenes taking action on all these things that they've actually got. They don't need to be telling us. There'll be new sightings that come out. There'll be New York Post and different places are going to post those sightings continuously because they're definitely making it more normal than ever, right? Now it's a normal thing to maybe mention it every now and then. Huge sighting, lights, structure in the sky, they showed up, you know?
Yeah.
They'll say that. And there's a lot happening in regards to this move for disclosure. However, I'm still, and many people believe that the disclosure that's coming from their narrative is a drip disclosure that has an agenda to slowly release information over a long period of time that really is here now. And the belief is that we're not ready for the truth. And that was the belief for so long. They even told that to Jalen Hynek. And the reason for that is they think that we're just not the level of consciousness, but that the secrecy and lies, we won't really be at peace with the understanding that we've been lied to for so long in the way that we have. So it's no matter what, though, I think it's that whole concept that they had, that whole intention, is backfiring. And now more and more people are just open to the fact that we're not alone in the universe, that it's going to eventually have a shift in collective consciousness that will bring us closer to happening open contact. That's my belief.
Yeah, no, it's definitely happening, man. Like again, you know, like shout out to people who I know, you know, like even like the Contact Tour team, like they're out there doing like CP5 on the regular. Stephen Greer, like he's doing some huge presentations. Like, you know, the connections that are happening even within kind of like the celebrity world, like, you know, like Demi Lovato's talking about like CP5 contact. People within like our community, like Elizabeth April is actually like featured in the new show with Demi Lovato, which is all about making contact. Like, Elizabeth April as well. My friends from Contact Tour, they were just in an episode of a show that aired on Discovery Channel all about CE5. Yes. So like, that's what's happening, right? Like regular everyday people are learning about extraterrestrial contact, how it's possible, how we don't need the government's permission to be able to do to it. There's something within the heart that's naturally calling towards them. They're fascinated by it. And then, you know, these are people that are actually kind of like within like mainstream spaces, and they're starting to talk about it. The conversations are starting to move forward. And you know, like what is going to happen in the future in terms of contact and everything like that? I think it's going to continue to be kind of something that's going to be very personal on a one-to-one basis, and really just, you know, starting with a lot of the education and helping people just really focus on, again, kind of like shifting their own personal vibration to the point where they're capable of being able to like perceive those realities in the first place. Yeah. Goes back to kind of like that old idea that, you know, it's in the old paradigm, you have to see it to believe it. In the new paradigm, you have to believe it to see it. So a little bit of a shift there. So, but yeah, there's a lot of excitement building up right now. So, Neil, any closing thoughts, and then we'll get wrapped up here. And if you'd like to share some poetry, please, by all means, man.
Yeah, and you're right. It's a grassroots movement, you know, and it has been. A lot of whistleblowers have said that they're not going to have, like, people have asked, you know, conventional people for the most part have asked, why don't they just show up and land on the White House lawn, right? And what makes our authority figures an authority to them, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe people's level of consciousness could be that authority, you know? Mm-hmm. And so like even in the Yuga ages, like thousands of years ago, they wrote the theme for this age, right? They wrote down the theme for this age, and they said the theme for the Kali Yuga is the age of authority.
Mm.
When you give up all of your power to an authority figure, right? And what's the age after that? The age of energy, right? Mm. Thousands of years ago written. And what is that? The cultivation of energy that we've done over the last few hundred years that we end up figuring other ways to use. We, you know, we break through the atom and the quantum world and all of that. So this is occurring right now. We've pierced through the veil. We are seeing this physical, actual reality as also the paradoxical illusion that it is, a realm of frequencies. And as we understand this and explore it, we're also seeing craft in the sky doing things that our scientists are only theoretically writing down. So they know that they're not saying that this is impossible. They're saying, oh, we know this is possible in theory, but someone is actually doing it. So now we know it's actually happening.
Yeah.
Right. So all of this information, data, experiences are out there for us to grab onto, and some of us already have. So we have the potential to really move from this reality that we've created that's so dense into one that is so expressive and fulfilling and giving back to the planet, right? And because we have that, my linear mind has already understands the fact that this kind of reality is possible within our lifetimes.
Yeah, totally, dude.
So, and there is just ever since I can remember, I've been into it. There's just this knowing, right? And I'm not one to say this lightly. There's just this knowing that the experience on Earth is going to shift for the betterment of all. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to do. And that's what my mission here is on Earth, is to continue moving towards that. And I'm just excited to share it with people because I'm having a lot of fun as I'm doing it.
That's good. Yeah. When you're having fun, you know, just being able to arrange all of these amazing things. Like, I feel it too, man. Like, for me, a lot of the work that I do through Paradigm Shift Central, which, again, you know, for those of you who may be listening in from Neil's side who aren't entirely familiar, it's a community of conscious creators, and Neil's a part of it. And we got a lot of amazing creators here. You know, for me, like, I, in my mind, I almost approach it like a game. Like, you almost have to play it like a game where there's like a strategy and there's tools, and the objective is to help shift consciousness. And then the way you play is by like coordinating and bringing people together and then accomplishing ways in which you can create impact through content and events and planting seeds.
Yeah.
And then you just do more of it. You just kind of repeat and you build these relationships and you meet awesome people. And then you get the feedback from people that are like, whoa, like joining into your live event, like, activated something inside of me, I've never been in an environment like that, and it changed me. I literally had a comment on my TikTok that I get comments on my TikTok quite frequently, but there was one I just saw, and there was a woman, and it was like whoa, like, you know, I just wanted to say I did one of your global meditations a year ago, and after that day I was a different person, and it changed mm-hmm. me ever since. And like, in a positive way, I'm like, whoa, like, that's really cool, right? So we all have that ability to be able to, again, you know, serve as sacred mirrors, to be able to help see people. And that's where I think, you know, what you're doing with the Portal to Ascension, for a lot of people, especially, there's a lot of people that have kind of like been involved with this for several years, but there's a lot more people who are just waking up to it. And they're just like, holy crap, to see a community of people speaking about these esoteric fringe related topics with such conviction and such like heart-centered authority from like the personal mm-hmm. sovereignty context of authority, it's so powerful. And it gives people the permission to be able to say like, whoa, there's something really exciting here, and I want to be a part of it, and I am a part of it, right? So yeah dude, so cool.
All right. Neil, I'm down to do a poem.
Yeah go ahead. So Neil's going to do some poetry. You guys can find Neil MC Resonance on YouTube. We'll include the link in that in our YouTube info there as well. And Neil, let's finish off with a little bit of flowetry for us, and then we'll just do some closing notes. So for those of you in the comments, show some love for Neil, and thank you guys so much. And be sure to register for the Portal to Ascension conference. So when you're ready, Neil.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And again, you can register at ascensionconference.com or just go to portaltoascension.org and online events, scroll down there. And I'm actually pulling it up from my hard drive here, so I'm going to pick something randomly, do something different.
Cool.
Let me see what I got. Okay, let's do this one here, which is called Mother Earth. This one right here goes out to one of the manifestations of Source. The north sky reflects light on my porch. The entire planet is my church. Even when she is scorched, Mother Nature would nourish and replenish the soil so that mankind can reap the spoils, abundance, creation, and destruction, the Kali Ma personification, manifesting on this plane in the form of all life. Married to Father Sky, our minds remain fertile. Earth on the back of a turtle, the Nephilim reversal, and generations of persecution, Nemesis brings retribution, and Ishtar's contribution are the flowers that bloom. The life that we once knew, she is the one who provides unconditional love to you. As we move over her surface, I dedicate these verses. She is always of service. Time to give back. Time to bring it back. The wounded feminine is where we've been at, but also the wounded man. The divine aspect ran away from a place a millennia ago. Patriarchy and damaged egos took over this world. Now is the moment to bring back the days of old. Divine feminine has been on hold, but never truly left. The energy transcends gender as we embark on this quest to remember our nest. Before we were born, she blessed you and me. But who are we? An illustration of beauty and art displayed in the cosmos for all of those who pass us to see and admire. She is the fire, the water, the wind, and the birds. All other creatures have heard. Her voice sings lands into existence, providing assistance and gravitational resistance so we can continue to thrive. When we die, before our souls return to the sky, we join her and become her again, the truest of friends, with us until the end and rebirth. She is Mother Earth. She is Mother Earth.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Thank you,
dude. Thank you, dude. That was so cool, man. Just love being able to like just kind of like listen to that as a meditation. So yeah, if you guys want to check out Neil, MC Resonance on YouTube, and his Instagram handle is Portal to Ascension. You got Portal to Ascension, then you got the handle back. I'm so happy to see that.
I had underscores before. This one's no underscores.
Oh, that's so different. They don't. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Nice. Good job. So cool. Yeah. All right. So again, just finishing notes here. For everybody here, if you're tuned in, if you're a fan of like the content I do and you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to check out the Portal to Ascension conference. Again, it's free to register. October 1st, live from then till October 4th, and on YouTube at youtube.com/portal2ascension as well. And when you register, you'll get like the schedule and the link for the Zoom so you can join into the Zoom, which will, again, just be another way to watch it. And yeah, I'll include the link for that in the info for this video. It's also in my profile link on Instagram and on TikTok as well. And yeah, Neil, any closing notes? And then we'll wrap it up. And thank you to those of you who have registered in advance. So
the only thing I'll say, because I kind of did a closing already, is please do attend, if for anything, the math meditation every day at the beginning. Because, you know, when two or more that gather, we can really shift the consciousness. And the more of us that are sharing our collective intention on just like creating harmony on the planet, the better. So I hope to see some of you there.
Awesome. Awesome. And Neil, if there's anything else you need, just let me know. I'll be plugging it leading up to the event. And yeah, you guys will get to see both me and Neil emceeing the event, and looking forward to holding space with you, and excited to see the amazing waves that will come out of this event. So anything else to mention before we close it off? I think that's it. Cool.
Ascensionconference.com. That's it.
Portal to Ascension, ascensionconference.com, ascensionconference.com. So be sure to check it out, guys. And yeah, that's it for today's episode of Shooting the Shift. Again, we'll be back here Monday at 4 p.m. EDT. You can find the recordings on YouTube Skull Babylon, Spotify Paradigm Shift Radio. Go back, check out some of the other past podcasts, and be sure to connect with Neil at instagram.com/portal2ascension. And again, Portal to Ascension Conference, portal2ascension.org or ascensionconference.com. And yeah, if you guys want to be able to connect further with the community that I help facilitate, you're welcome to join our Discord, and you're welcome to join my Patreon membership, and connect further with our team of conscious creators. And yeah, that's all for this episode. So Neil, thank you so much, dude. And feel free to join me as we just say until next time to all the people watching. So thank you, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
We'll see you at the conference. Keep it shifty. Welcome to the future. Much love.
Bye.
What's up, Instagram? We're back live on air for some more inspirational team tarot. I think